Mexico repays Biden by slashing migration in 2024 campaign year. By Neil Monroe on February 15, 2024. President Joe Biden's inflow of illegal migrants fell sharply in January as Mexico's government executed a December deal blocking access to the U.S. border. Yet Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has a price for guarding Biden's border in an election year. And so Biden's border officials allowed up to 61,000 Mexicans to move into American society during January. Mexico's Latino cops also helped the mayors of Democrat-run cities by blocking the migration of many Latino women and children. Those family migrants are hoping to join their illegal migrant fathers who are now working in the United States. But they are being pushed and pulled off Mexico's roads and railroads by Obrador's cops. Mexico's central government has mounted one of the most epic domestic anti-illegal immigration operations in recent memory, said a February 13 report by Todd Bensman at the Center for Immigration Studies. At Biden's apparent urging, the Mexican Army, National Guard, and Mexican immigration officers rushed into the northern borderlands just after Christmas and, with state police, began rounding up tens of thousands of migrants in Piedras Negras and many other cities. They force-fed these thousands into a conveyor belt of government buses and airplanes, delivering them to Mexico's farthest southern states along the border with Guatemala, especially to the cities of Villahermosa and Tapachula, and blocked them there with bureaucracy and new road checkpoints that filter for migrant riders. In emblematic Piedras Negras, known to the Mexican troops as Zone 47, soldiers in early January were filling 10 buses a day and up to 30 passenger jets with rounded-up migrants. "The hardest thing to find in Piedras Negras now," observed local journalist Efrem Gonzalez as we cruised around town in his car, "is a migrant." The results of Mexico's crackdown are by data from the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, which released the inflow numbers for January on February 13. The total inflow fell 26%, from 371,000 in December down to 273,000 in January, despite Biden's insistence that he cannot curb the inflow without legal changes by Congress. There was minimal change in the inflow allowed through the official gates, which are run by DHS Office of Field Operations. The organized OFO inflow has remained steady at roughly 120,000 migrants per month since August. The Mexican decline was seen in the number of migrants who walked across the border to be picked up by the Border Patrol. That part of the illegal inflow fell by 50%, from 251,000 migrants in December to 125,000 migrants in January. Still, the inflow of Mexicans fell modestly, from 57,000 in December to 47,000 in January. Since October 2023, 204,000 Mexican migrants have been welcomed by Alejandro Mayorkas, Biden's pro-migration border chief. He helped negotiate the border deal in a January visit to Mexico. Since 2021, 2.1 million Mexicans have crossed the border, but nearly all were sent quickly home before April 2023. After April 2023, Mayorkas allowed roughly 40,000 per month into the United. That number jumped to 57,000 in December, before dropping modestly to 47,000 in January. Some are being deported, but not the roughly 15,000 Mexicans per month who are being allowed entry via the OFO border offices. Many of the Mexican migrants are being allowed entry under a quasi-legal parole program created by Mayorkas, who was impeached by the House on February 13. For more than 2 years, Obrador has been demanding that more Mexicans and other Latinos be allowed to migrate into the United States. The January data provide more evidence that he has won some of his goals in exchange for helping suppress migration during Biden's 2024 re-election campaign. Human smuggler caught by Texas DPS, along with 4 illegal immigrants from Mexico. More evidence for the border deal can be found in a complex document released on January 5 by Mayorkas. The document detailed how the administration released more than 2.3 million migrants into the United States in 2021, 2022, and 2023, not counting migrants released by Mayorkas ICE agency. Under the tab titled SSWB Bookouts by SIP, DHS reported that OFO's parole entries to Mexicans averaged 14,009 per year from 2014 to 2019. But under Mayorkas, The number of paroled Mexicans spiked to 20,948 in 2022 and then exploded to 93,633 in 2023. Under the deal with Biden, Mexican government officials are also blocking the wives and children of many illegal migrants who are already working in the United States. For example, the U.S. inflow of family units crashed from 142,000 in December to 77,000 in January. The drop-off was especially severe for the small countries south of Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, when the inflow of wives and kids dropped from 56,000 in August to just 10,700 in January. Migrants line up to cross into Texas via Biden admin's Cupón app. The Latino family migrants are easily stopped by Mexico's Latino police because they need to travel on Mexico's roads or railroads, Benzman reported. Some of what Mexico is doing for Biden would alienate his progressive liberal voting base if American media would cover any of it. State police in the state of Coahuila, for instance, where Piedras Negras is situated, are in charge of pulling migrants from the freight trains. They often use rough or even violent tactics to pull women, children, and men from atop the freight cars, said Mexican journalist Auden Cabello, who has interviewed immigrants pulled from the trains. The force that they're describing is that they're being pulled off the trains after not obeying demands, Cabello said. That's everybody, women and children, men, they're physically dragging them off the trains. Family separation is a core element of the U.S. government's unofficial extraction migration economic policy. For example, Biden's officials allow teenagers to migrate to U.S. jobs via the Unaccompanied Alien Children pipeline. They have encouraged at least 1.5 million men to cross the border wall as gotaways and then trek through dangerous scrubland until they're picked up by Uber-like taxi service, with promises that they will not be deported if they quietly work in U.S. jobs. Biden's ruthless border policy has permanently separated thousands of dead migrants from their families. The huge death toll is ignored by U.S. journalists, most of whom prefer to cover now-impeached Mayorkas as he insists his highest priority is to reunite a smaller number of families officially deported by courts during Donald Trump's presidency. This family separation process is now being extended by Biden's election year deal with Mexico. The targeting of Central American families also suggests that Mexico is using its control over the U.S. border to strengthen its own diplomatic leverage over the three Northern Triangle countries. Those nations have supplied a huge share of migrants under President Barack Obama and Donald Trump. The result is that each has nationals working in American jobs, and often, sending remittances home to fuel the next wave of coyote-guided, cartel-taxed migration. In contrast, since October, Biden's deputies have welcomed 378,000 migrants from the four favored countries of Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, CHNV. None of the four countries are democracies, but all contain human resources, workers, consumers, and renters, that are sought by U.S. businesses. The CHNV inflow includes roughly 30,000 CHNV migrants who are welcomed per month at U.S. airports. This legally dubious parole pipeline of workers is quickly directed into jobs and wages that would otherwise go to American families. Incoming, caravan of migrants progress north through Tapachula, Mexico, towards U.S. border. Mayorkas has repeatedly urged the U.S. labor market be changed to let CEOs hire more low-wage migrants instead of bargaining over wages, salaries, and hours with independent American fathers and mothers. Since October, roughly 9,000 CHNV family migrants have flown into Florida airports each month. Many additional CHNV migrants, 136,000 since October, simply walked past Mexican police and across the border. However, that illegal inflow dropped sharply from 62,000 in December to 11,000 in January, likely because Mexican policy bottled the easily identified migrants in the south of the country at the request of U.S. officials. Mayorkas has repeatedly said he expected the quasi-legal CNHV parole program to reduce the number of CHNV arrivals at the border. Under pressure from Mexico, the cross-border inflow from all other countries also dropped sharply, from 73,000 in December to 38,000 in January. This catch-all category includes long-range migrants from China, India, the Philippines, and Burma, as well as South Americans from Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru. A new report from the Congressional Budget Office reinforces the vast evidence that the federal policy of extraction migration shifts family wages and workplace investment toward Wall Street, real estate, coastal states, and government. The economic policy is very unpopular. In part, because it also diverts politicians' focus away from American communities and the deaths of despair among discarded Americans.